word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to talk with you again today before we have our message from the book of Genesis, chapter 19, about the matter of the possibility of Satan getting the upper hand in the life of a Christian. And that indeed is so. He will seek to get the upper hand. And we know that there is a way from the Lord how that we can keep him from doing just that, lest Satan should get the upper hand. Now, the Lord tells us in the scriptures that we are to not let the sun go down on our wrath. And many times we don't pay that bit of counsel, the mind of God, any attention, and we go ahead and we do what we want to do, and we try to handle a problem the best way that we think it ought to be done without consulting the Word of God. And we are to forgive the brethren whenever there are things that they've done to hurt us. Be careful to forgive. Be careful to make sure that you are making known God's way and doing things in the way the Lord would have you to do them. When a brother is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one. Now, you remember what it was like when you were overtaken in a fault. Now, don't tell me you've never been overtaken in a fault. There are some that only you know about. There are others that the Lord will let others know about concerning you. And there are others that you don't think anybody else knows about where you have been overtaken. And you will try to pretend that there is nothing wrong. But you must be willing to confess and to admit, yes, Lord, this is what I've done. And if you will not confess your sin, see, the Lord tells us, whoso confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. There is a blessing in confessing sin unto the Lord. Now, I'm not telling you to go to some priest somewhere and expect him to forgive your sins, because he can't. He cannot forgive your sins. The Lord forgives sins. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. There is only one place where sins are forgiven, and that is at the cross, where Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, you need to go to someone that you might have offended and confess to them that you've done wrong and ask them to forgive you. That's what you need to do. But if you want the record removed in heaven, you confess the sin to God. And you don't reach heaven with your prayer if you don't first go by the neighbor that you've offended. Now, you need to do that. I was talking with someone just recently. Said, oh, they know I didn't really mean it. No, you go tell them. That's not what the Lord said. You see, the flesh will always tell you to take the easy way out. And he was saying, yeah, they know I didn't. They know I do that, you know, and don't really mean it. No, you'd better go back. And if you want to get victory over the ugly nature that you have, then be willing to name the sin, call it what it is, drag it out into the open and call it what it is. And that is the way the Lord will help you, because Satan will get the upper hand. You will give a space to him and he'll start operating and bring greater defeat in your life. Heavenly Father, I ask thee to fill me with thy Holy Spirit and give me power to minister the word today. Lord, as we look into thy holy word, to give counsel to these who've come, for Jesus' sake, amen. In the book of Genesis now, chapter 19, On the previous program, we were looking at how the Lord had sent these two angels to deliver Lot. And the angel said to Lot, "Do you have any more here besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring thou out of this place." Now notice here, the Lord makes allowance for more people to leave than that which will leave. It is not like Lot saying, "Well, Lord, can we take this one too? And can we have this one too? And Lord, I have a neighbor down the street. And Lord, I have a relative. And I have someone." No, it was get them out, whosoever will. And I see the abundant grace of God presented right here in this passage. And those men who were there so wicked. And again, look at that verse, Genesis 19:12. "And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou any here besides?" Are there any more? So we have more room. And we sing the song, "There's room at the cross for you." So dear friend, if you want to be saved, you can be saved. Talk with a man this past Sunday. He had been wrestling with this matter of his need of salvation. And he had learned a gospel tract. And he was willing to be saved, but he didn't. He had a hang-up about some problems. And so he went on and then asked the Lord to save him. Gave his heart to Christ. Came with the peace that God gives. And now, here are some here in the city. Lot was such a man. He was vexed with the way the people were living. This man was vexed. The one that I was talking about was vexed with his own heart and condition before God. And when he heard the gospel, he accepted Christ. He went on and accepted the Lord Jesus into his heart. And so the invitation is, son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. You see the abundant grace of God extended. "For we will destroy this place because the city, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it." Remember when Noah went onto the ark? Did the Lord say to Noah, "Hurry, Noah, run, quickly, I must close the door, I don't have enough room, move quickly, they're chasing you, Noah, they want to get in, let's..." It wasn't that way. The Lord waited 7 more days after he told Noah, "Come thou and thy house into the ark." You know, if a man is unsaved, if a man is remaining in the state of the damned, those who are condemned, those who are lost, it's because that man wants to. God has extended an invitation, and he has said, "Whosoever will, he will save you if you will come to him." You've made that choice that you're going to take your chances, or you don't even hear the invitation from the Lord. And so here in the scriptures again, the account is given of the Lord making provisions for all those who will come. He knows what's there. He knows that there is a wicked city, and a wicked city is made of a wicked people, and wicked people, given an invitation, can come to the Lord and be saved, and he'll save them if they will come. Well, the scriptures say in verse 14, "And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law." So now he is going after them, going into the city where his relatives are. Goes and speaks to his sons-in-laws, or his sons-in-law, which had married his daughters, and said, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But he seemeth as unto them as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that these men were of such that the daughters had married men who did not consummate the marriage, as Lot was willing to offer his own daughters up to men, said they have not known a man. And he has here, you take these, goes to his sons-in-law. "Come, talk, listen. And they didn't escape. They said, "You, who are you? Who are you?" I would like to think that he did get all of his daughters out. They did believe their father. But it would be a sad thing that Lot had to leave his part of his children there. He did, we'll see later on, what he left was his wife also as a pillar of salt. His sons-in-law mocked him, having no sons. Verse 15, and when the morning arose and the angels hastened, so he went out in the night telling them, come. Now, he was willing to risk his own life. Remember the attitude that these people had for Lot when he was rescued by the angels? Or remember the protection the Lord was providing for him as he went to his sons-in-law and told them to get out of the city? That's another message for us, that the Lord protects us when he sends, and when he is willing to extend mercy to a lost soul, go to that lost soul with the gospel. The Lord will protect you as you go. Verse 15, and when the morning was arose, and the angels hastened, Lot saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And so what is he going to have to do? He is going to have to part company with his sons-in-laws, which had married his daughters, leave them behind. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. Now notice again here, these statements are just, this is God's word, it's so rich. Notice again what this says. While he lingered, he was willing to stay, standing around looking, thinking, is it really happening? The men, these angels, laid hold upon Lot's hand, upon the hand of Lot's wife, and upon the hand of Lot's two daughters. Now, who was getting them out? Was it Lot rescuing himself? Now, he delivered the message. He lived the life. But now it comes time for him to be delivered from damnation and destruction. And the Lord leads him out. And they brought him forth and set him outside of the city. They bring him out of the path of destruction. That's just like my Jesus. He brings me out of the place where there is destruction, sets me outside of the realm of destruction, and places me on the path of safety and in safety. That's my Lord. That's what he does. Do you know him? Do you know him? Has he brought you to a place of safety in Christ? If he hasn't, it's not because he doesn't want to. He has sent the message out, and you may have mocked the messenger, and you are remaining in the place of destruction and damnation. You can come to the Lord. So you had these two groups. The one who lingered and the ones who laughed. Everybody you see today will be in one of those groups. Father, bless this message for Jesus' sake. Amen.